My name's Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Hey friends, I got a really interesting question about updating posts. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to start with a question that probably comes before that one, the one that was asked me, but that is, should you be updating posts now with, considering the way Google's behaving? And I will say we are still updating posts. So we were, for a long time, many, many years, we were updating all our content every year. Because we've grown so much, it just became overwhelming, too much work every day. So we moved to doing all our posts every 18 months. And now with the changes, we've moved to every 25 months. I know that sounds weird, but every 25 months, they all get updated. So we're still doing it, but I'm not forcing it through the cycle. I'm kind of relaxed things a little bit. But also, obviously we have some content that's not evergreen, like festivals and that sort of thing. So we're updating those when we need to. So all of that seasonal stuff that really needs to be updated because it's not forever green, those are happening just like they always have. So that is, yes, still update content. And here's why. First of all, I think that fresh content still rules. Now, maybe yours is the best fresh content and it's not ruling the, page one right now. But if you don't update it, if you don't keep it fresh and clean and new and relevant and accurate, then instead of, position 12, you're going to be position, 47. So position 12, still not our favorite, right? But definitely better than 47. So you want, you do want to make sure that Google's seeing your stuff as relevant and accurate. The other thing, which is probably more important, is for your readers. If you wrote a post about something 5 years ago and it includes something that's changed or closed or there's a, something that's happened with that or it's just really different, then you absolutely need to tell your readers about it because they can still find your content on Google, even though it's less likely. They can find it on Pinterest. They can find it on social. They can find it in a newsletter. So you don't want to discourage your readers. So I think it's so important right now that we maintain the integrity of our individual brands because that's the way we're going to keep people coming back. Maybe people aren't going to find me on Google as much as they used to, but when they do find me, I want them to go, damn, I love that blog and bookmark it and come back to me and follow me on social and all of those things, subscribe to the newsletter. And they're not going to do that if they go to a post and they read about something and they're like, what the hell? This isn't accurate. This isn't true. This isn't, whatever. So that's another reason why it's really important to update your posts. And I know there's going to be some things that, won't change, like especially if you're a food blogger. Is the recipe going to change? I mean, maybe you figured out a new way, a better way to do it, or you learned a new technique, or you tried it with, with coconut milk instead of regular milk. And certainly you can add those in. But I still would implore you to go and check everything to make sure all your, any affiliate links in there or links out still work and go to the place that you expect them to go. And the pictures are up to date and you probably need to put a new pin in there. So even if your content is evergreen in such a way that it probably doesn't ever change, unlike travel, which I'm in, it's still really important to look at each thing and just make sure that what you're putting in front of your reader is worthy of having your name on it. Okay, so here's the question that I got. Part of the process of updating posts, especially in my course, the Content Update System, is to handle, I'm going to say that with quotes. You can't see me with quotes, but I've got quotes going on. It's to handle the posts that you're not going to update anymore, and they're out of date, they're too thin, they're duplicates of other things, they're just not what you want in your repertoire. I hope I said that right. And so we looked at that by looking at how your posts were ranking and how much traffic they were getting and where they were getting that traffic from and that sort of thing. Make a decision. If they're still getting traffic but not from Google, you unindex them, but you keep them around. If they're, you know, really thin, do you have another place where you can combine those two posts and then remove the thin one and or just redirect it to the one you added it to? Or if it's just, you know, like a post from 2008 and it's about feeding your lizard and it's bringing no value to anybody, then you just remove it from the site. No offense to anybody writing about feeding lizards. But if that, so that's what we looked at to make that decision. And one of my students and members of our membership, because if you're in the membership, you get the course for free. She wrote and said she was going through it and trying to decide which posts to eliminate or, you know, manage. And she said it doesn't really work to look at traffic now versus traffic a year ago because of all the changes with Google. And she's like, I don't know how to know if I should pull these posts down. So I'm going to tell you my super unscientific method. I thought about this. She asked me this, I don't know, several days ago, and I've really been thinking about it. I'm trying to come up with some sort of formula. Is there a way to look and see and blah, blah, blah? And honestly, I can't think of a calculated scientific way of making a decision about this because our world looks so different now. You don't want to do it based on how much traffic it's getting because it could be getting so much less traffic than it did last year, but it's like one of your top performing posts because of the way the changes have happened. So it pains me to say this because it's really outside of the way I like to teach things, but you're going to have to use a gut check. You're going to have to open the article and just go, is this a good article? Would I want this to be representative of me and my blog if I had to stand up in front of a crowd of people and present it? Would I put it in a newsletter to all the people that I, you know, care about on that list? Would this be something that I want to show a brand, this is the kind of work I can do for you? And if the answer is no, then you want to do one of two things, either unindex it or remove it, and you can make a decision. Are you going to, if you remove it, are you going to just 404 it, or are you going to redirect it to another page? That's what I have for you. It feels weird to say it, but I think there are other people with the same question on their mind, and there's just not a good way right now except to do that gut check. And I would say, even though there's not a scientific way, please don't skip doing this. And I went over the reasons why, but it's still just really, really an important part of your business. We were in a city last year or the year before, and we went to this, a street that had lots of different cool thrift stores on it. And one of them didn't even look like a thrift store. It was, had all the cutest things, and they were perfectly set up in these like little menageries or, presented just really beautifully. Everything was clean, and I loved it. I didn't even want to leave. Down the road on the other side of the street was this other one. It was huge. And inside, it was just these rows of those silver metal shelving. And everything was just thrown in there. And there was, you could see that there was a kind of rhyme and reason, maybe 30 years ago. But things had been moved around and never put back, and dust covered everything. It was just really gross. I could hardly breathe in there. And I was looking for skillets, actually, because I was like, surely if I find a skillet in here, it's not going to be very expensive. But I didn't find one. But anyway, the point is that you want to be like the first place that I went to. So even your old stuff is on display and looks nice. You don't want to be like the second place we went in, or it's really the last place we went into, because I couldn't find anything. I didn't even want to be there. It was obvious that nobody cared about the place. That's not what you want people to think about when they come to read something on your blog. And that's why it's still important, even if Google doesn't care. And I think they still do care, but even if they don't care, you should. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.